Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. This is episode 158. My name is Dave, and we're back. We're back. I'm gonna go on a little rant on the Logan trailer that came out today. It was badass, man. It was just released today. There's two trailers. There's a regular trailer and there's an international trailer. I highly recommend the international trailer because it has more scenes and it's more violent. Like it just shows more, which is cool. So the trailer, man, it's like a bittersweet thing because this is Wolverine's last appearance on screen, being portrayed by Hugh Jackman, and there's only one Wolverine, and that's Hugh Jackman, and that's going to be the case forever. You know, that's how I feel about it. You know, the same way that there's always going to be one Indiana Jones, and that's Harrison Ford. There's always going to be one John McClane, Bruce Willis. It just is what it is, man. I know a lot of you guys agree with that sentiment, and some of you disagree, but how could it be anybody else other than, you know, Hugh Jackman to play Wolverine? Shit's crazy, man. I remember when the first X-Men came out, and that was like in 2000, and, you know, Wolverine's a super iconic character, you know, one of the biggest comic characters, you know, out there. Like, who doesn't know who Wolverine is, you know? He may not be widely known as, you know, Superman or Batman, but he's pretty damn close. And Wolverine's just a badass character. So when the first X-Men came out, everybody was excited to, you know, to see Wolverine finally on screen. And you had this guy, Hugh Jackman, playing Wolverine. And I was a hater, man, at first. I'm not even going to lie. He did not look the part to me. I was kind of hating on him. I found him too slender to play Wolverine. But as the years went by and more movies came out, he bulked up. And X-Men 3, Hugh Jackman was fucking jacked. Dude was like swole life in that. But he really grew into the role physically and acting-wise. And Hugh Jackman, he's an amazing actor to me. He's one of the greatest actors of all time. You know, that's my opinion. I mean, even right now, the guy's a legend to me. He will go down as one of the greatest actors of all time. I really firmly believe that. The guy's just, he's fucking phenomenal, man. If you haven't seen any other movies besides him as Wolverine in the X-Men movies, like, you don't know what you're missing. I could drop one for you that was awesome, The Prestige. That was a fucking great movie, man. That stars Christian Bale, another fantastic actor. And Christopher Nolan directed that, the guy who did the Dark Knight trilogy. Nolan's fantastic. He also did Inception, a ton of great movies. But anyway, I wasn't really feeling Hugh Jackman, just being honest, and I was so wrong. You know, I was so wrong. Now I can never see anybody playing Wolverine. But if I can talk about the trailer, it looks fantastic to me. It looks absolutely fantastic. If I'm not mistaken, the movie got greenlit. You know, it's a full-blown rated R, which is fucking phenomenal. That's the only way to do a character like Wolverine. It's the only way to do a character like the Punisher. These characters are dark. They did it. They should have did the same shit for Ghost Rider, but they didn't. They pussied out and gave it a, you know, PG-13, which really hurt the fucking, you know, the character and the content of the film. But, you know, I think, these studios, you know, they learned their lesson with Deadpool. Like, Deadpool was like ridiculously successful and it pulled no punches. It was rated R. It was in your face. And I think maybe they're going to get it right with Logan right now. From what I saw in the trailer, you know, if you go on YouTube and type in Logan International trailer, and there's some scenes in there where dude flat out is killing people, just brutally stabbing people. Like, it's it's rated R, man. Like they show some shit. And I'm so glad they went that route. That's the only way you got to do Wolverine. And it looks good, man. It looks good. It looks well done. It looks like it has some heart to it. It looks like it has some depth to it. Fucking finally. I didn't care for like really any of the X-Men movies. You know, if you follow the podcast, I'm always shitting on them. You know, they were just so watered down and corny and just didn't do the characters justice, man. Nothing like Avengers and the new Marvel right now, Marvel Disney. I mean, they got that shit on lock. They know exactly what they're doing. They know how to portray these characters. And Fox's X-Men, man, they've dropped the ball so many times. I did like X-Men First Class, and Michael Fassbender is a fantastic Magneto. He fucking rocks as Magneto. Patrick Stewart's a legendary actor. He's great as Xavier. No complaints there. Hugh Jackman, amazing actor. Love him as Wolverine. No complaints there. Unfortunately, the movie sucked. You know, it just didn't do these actors justice at all, man. They saved it in a way, you know, with their performances, but the movies, they were just watered down and shitty. And the Logan International trailer, it actually looks like a good movie. It looks like deep. It looks like it has drama. It looks like it's like edgy, dark. And I'm really excited for it. It comes out March of 2017, and 100%, I'm going to fucking be online to see this shit, 100%. And of course I'll give a review on it, but it's like, it's bittersweet because, this is, I believe, Hugh Jackman's last time, playing Wolverine, unless he comes out in cameos. I don't know if that means, you know, from interviews or the vibe out there, if that means he's never doing a solo movie again. If he pops up as Wolverine in other superhero flicks, that would be cool. Like, I'm totally down with that, and that would be amazing. But the guy's been playing Wolverine for a long fucking time. Like, I don't blame him. And it makes me feel old as shit, too, by the way. Think about that. Since the first X-Men, you know, here we are, 2016. He's still playing Wolverine. Almost 20 fucking years later, guys. Like, does that not make you feel old? You know, how old were you when X-Men came out? I was young, you know, almost 20 years later, you know, anybody would get tired of doing the same thing. And I don't blame him. And, you know, he's given us enough performances as the character. So we can't really complain. We can't be mad about it. He wants to move on. You know, I'm sure it's, it's really taxing on his body to get into that ridiculous shape he gets into. And he's just done. So, but Mr. Jackman, you know, I salute you for your performances. You are Wolverine. There'll be nobody out there that's going to replace you ever. Love the guy as an actor, and I wish him well with the rest of his career. You know, he's very talented. He's going to move on to like a ton of things. You know, he's very diverse, but it's kind of bittersweet, man. Cause I remember going to the theater back in 2000 and seeing X-Men, and, you know, I didn't know nothing about Hugh Jackman, and he won me over, man. He won me over. Even in the first X-Men movie, there was a certain thing about him. Like, Hugh Jackman has a certain it factor about him, and it propelled him to, like, superstardom and his talent. And it's just bittersweet, you know, going to see the first X-Men being really young. You know, I was a kid. I considered myself a kid at the time. I'm not going to drop my age, but, and here we are, 2016, you know, 2017, the movie's going to come out, and it's his last performance as Wolverine. And it's just like a bittersweet, you know, full circle thing. And, Hugh, I'm sure they use makeup for the film, but he's aged himself. Like, he really has, and you can see it. And it's kind of sad to see, you know, we all have to get old, you know, that's common for all of us, Father Time. But, you tend to put these actors on these pedestals and like immortalize them. And when you see them get older and slow down, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad, man. But that's life. That's the circle of life, you know, it doesn't take anything away from his accomplishments. He's still the fucking man. Look at Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson is older, man. He looks older, but he's still doing his thing. I love Mel Gibson, by the way. You know, his personal life aside, crazy rants, whatever. He's a fucking awesome actor, man. He's a legend himself. And Mel Gibson is still doing his thing, still relevant, still coming out with great movies. And he's kind of doing the action thing. And I can go like on another rant on how he could have still played Mad Max. It would have worked. You know, he's not that over the hill. You know, the guy's actually buff. Yeah. And 100% he could have pulled it off. And I hope maybe sometime later on down in the future, they do something crazy where like Tom Hardy's Max wasn't really the real Mad Max. You know, there's a lot of theories going on with Mad Max Fury Road on who Tom Hardy really was. And I'll let you guys dig into that. But seeing Mel come back as Max would be fucking crazy. But anyway, back to Hugh Jackman and Logan and Wolverine. Like I said, 100% going to see it, guys. Super bittersweet for me. But I'm excited nonetheless. So that was my little rant on the trailer. Please check it out if you haven't. It's awesome. It looks really good. I wouldn't bullshit you guys, man. I keep it real all the time. Thanks for listening to the episode. We'll be back with more. Gil's going to be back. We're going to have some fun episodes, ranting and talking shit as usual about movies and film. But until then, guys, take care, and we'll catch you back with episode 159. Later.